Jean-Sébastien, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you as a first-time guest here on Sunday Night at the TSO. And as such, we have a few get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who's your favorite jazz singer?
Oh, jazz singer. One of my favorite is really Rennie Lee, a famous Canadian jazz singer based in Montreal. And I had the chance to teach with Rennie. So Rennie Lee, first choice.
Fantastic. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite holiday tune or carol and why?
O Come All Ye Faithful, also known as Adeste Fideles. I always thought that this tune is so fun to sing and so kind of fits perfectly the human voice when we sing it. So that's my favorite piece since I'm a kid to sing in any sing-along. And I also have one other piece that I don't often share that I love, but it's called This Christmas Tide, also known as Jesse's Carol. That was a piece that was written for soprano Jesse Norman. And that's a piece that every Christmas, it plays at home with a glass of wine and watching the Christmas trees. And so that's my second favorite, This Christmas Tide.
And if you're having a glass of wine, is it going to be red or white?
Oh, red for sure.
Favorite area in Toronto and why?
Oh, so I'm rather new to Toronto, living in Montreal and being in Toronto every week. So I still have many places to discover, but I've been falling in love in recent years with Kensington Market. I think that the food and the drinks and the coffee is excellent there.
Now, we are talking to you in your capacity as the Artistic Director of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, which will be performing Messiah alongside the TSO. Tell us a little bit about your journey getting to that position.
I joined the group three seasons ago. So this is, I'm in my third season. That was a pretty long process for the search and so forth because of the pandemic that kind of interrupted a lot of the activities during the search process. But I joined right at the end of the pandemic. And this is such a fantastic group, being the largest and oldest group and choir in Canada. That was such a big honor to be selected to lead them.
Yes, it is. I do believe it is the oldest performing arts institution in the country, which is incredible. And you talk about the size, which I'm always in awe of when I see the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, the number of voices. How many are there? Remind me.
This year, we have a list of 160 singers. And I think this is the largest the group has been in many, many years. And that's a vibrant group of young singers. So 160 this year on our list of singers.
That's amazing. And it's kind of a professional, semi-professional. How does it work?
So we have two versions. We have the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir with 160 voices. Most of them are advanced and experimented volunteer singers. And we also have a professional corps that we call the Toronto Mendelssohn Singers, the TM Singers, which is our 24-voice professional choir that also sings by themselves and also as part of the large choir.
Now, when it comes to Messiah, this is a staple collaboration between the TSO and the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, a real holiday tradition. I'm wondering what your thoughts are as to what makes it such a memorable work and so iconic to be in demand every year.
I mean, this is always so surprising to me because if we go back to the origin of that piece, this was written for Easter. But through history, especially with the large festivals that we had in the UK where many choristers would come together and perform the music of Handel, this kind of found its place in the pop culture. Everybody knows some tunes of Messiah, and everybody, I think, connect with that piece. It's really part of the fabric of what we want to hear in terms of music during the holidays.
Do you remember the first time that you heard Messiah live?
The very first time was the Hallelujah Chorus at church, and I was singing with the church choir. I was young. And then we sang the Hallelujah Chorus. Then I heard the soprano sing that high A in the second part, and then the organ and the trumpet. I was so impressed. I need to know more. And then I heard my very first complete performance was, I would think, in the early 90s with Les Violons du Roi and Bernard Labadie in Quebec City, where I grew up. And I heard that performance, and I was so amazed by the dance rhythm and the sparkling music that was coming out of that piece. That's a piece that every year I want to hear, I want to conduct, I want to sing. I'm not tired of that piece after over 20 years of Messiah.
I remember hearing Les Violons du Roi around that same time. Maybe it was in the same year, and it floored me. It's one of those experiences that I'll never forget. And actually, for myself, really cemented my relationship with Messiah. That's really cool. How many times have you led Messiah?
I've probably conducted it myself maybe about a dozen times and then prepared the chorus for that 20 plus times for different conductors.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that particular role of preparing a choir for another conductor. In general, what is it like when you're preparing a group for somebody else and not for your own performance?
So that's clearly a different challenge. The way I look at it is we have to offer many, many possibilities to the conductor who will take the choir and perform during the concerts. Usually the main conductor has only one rehearsal with the choir, and then it goes right away into a rehearsal with the orchestra. So we want the choir to be really flexible, to understand the piece so much, to understand the story so much that they can react to whatever the conductor will ask. So instead of trying to create a kind of blank slate for the conductor, we create a slate that is full of options so that way there's everything is possible during the really short rehearsal process that we have.
That's amazing. How do you slate out for yourself what those trajectories could be?
First, I always aim to have a conversation with the conductor. So this year I had a wonderful meeting with Jane Glover, who will be conducting the performances next month. So that way I get a sense for which directions, what kind of options will be needed. And one thing about Messiah is many choristers have done the piece many, many times. So every year, one of the challenges of the rehearsal process is to make sure that they remember what are the options for this year when they look at their score that may have markings from the past 10, 15 years. So it's always trying to create a unified approach every year and kind of refresh the piece every year with the chorus.
I'm wondering with Messiah, which has a lot of writing that's very nimble, what is the key to having such a large number of singers stay fluid and clear?
I think the key is to really understand the shaping of each musical phrase, the inflection of each musical phrase. It does have a number of runs and melismas, but at the same time, the way Handel writes, it's friendly for the voice overall. But I think if we understand the intent and the inflection of the musical line, it's much easier to perform and keep it really tight.
What would you say is the most challenging chorus in Messiah?
I would say it's the opening of part two, Behold the Lamb of God, which is one of the slower one, but it needs so much depth and gravitas in that movement. And we have to switch from part one, which is all about prophecy and joy of the birth, into we turn the page and we are in that moment of grief and despair. So we have to really switch gears and find the right tone and the right way to convey that for the audience. So Behold the Lamb of God, I think, is one of the most challenging one.
When it comes to Messiah, I know I've always been of the opinion that, as much as there are amazing soloists and amazing instrumental writing, the chorus is really the star. Is there a particular chorus that you find the most compelling or that is your favorite in terms, whether it's the way it stands on its own or the way it's situated within the work as a whole?
Clearly, I think most singers or audience member would have a unique relationship with the Hallelujah chorus. If you're a singer because you've sung it hundreds of times, and if you're a listener, you kind of look forward to that moment. So I think this specific chorus, which is the most well-known, is placed right at the end of part two and plays such a crucial role. So I think this has something really unique. But to me, what always gives me chills is the very last movement, the Amen. When the Amen that begins almost a cappella, almost in the style of Palestrina, and slowly builds over pages and pages of music to the final climax. So to me, the last movement is the most wonderful.
I actually got shivers as you were talking because I completely agree. If you were to talk to someone who, amazingly enough, might be hearing Messiah for the very first time, what would you suggest they really listen for?
What is striking to me is throughout the piece to look for the different back and forth between expression of darkness and light. Even in each of the parts, even with the relationship between soloist and the choir, there's always that transition, this journey from darkness, despair, light, and hope. And I think this is what makes the power of the piece. And that's no matter what is the faith background of the listener. And the other element that I think fascinating is the relationship between the soloist and the chorus. They don't sing together, but usually the chorus brings the expression at a universal level. It says what the world has to say about a specific affect or expression. And then the same expression is shared by the soloist in a really personal level. So we have the we and the I that are kind of expressed through this path, through the choruses and the solos. So I think this is really fascinating the way it works together.
That's a fantastic perspective. Thank you so much. And Jean-Sébastien Vallée, thank you for preparing the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. We look very much forward to hearing your work with them.
My pleasure.
And have a great holiday season.
Thank you.